The Cerritos College Phi Beta Lambda Business Club competed in the 2012 State Business Leadership Conference in March. The future leaders of America met at the Los Angeles Radisson for the sake of meeting like-minded business students. Assistant Sports Editor Martin Calderon reporting.
Members of Cerritos College's Phi Beta Lambda Business Club were among many community college, Cal State, and university students that represented their school in competitions held at the 2012 State Business Leadership Conference at the Radisson Hotel in Los Angeles, California, on March 30th and 31st. Future Business Leaders of America, Phi Beta Lambda, is a nonprofit education association with 250,000 students preparing for careers in business and business-related fields and is the largest business career student organization in the world. The conference began Friday morning at 11:30 a.m. in the Cerritos College parking lot as students met with the club's advisor, Professor Jerry Ramos, to organize carpool arrangements in order to get to the hotel. Upon the club's arrival to the Radisson Hotel, the lobby was quickly filled with other students from various colleges, including UC Berkeley and the University of Southern California, all for the Leadership Business Conference and all waiting to check into their rooms. With some downtime before the conference's opening reception, Ramos ordered a quick lunch for all the members of Cerritos College's PBL, which was also a chance for students like Business Administration and Marketing major Noel Diaz to get acquainted with fellow members. Diaz talks about his goals for the conference.
Pretty much it's context, and that's what's really important, you know? That's basically why I came here, because I'm pretty sure that we are pretty much the future right now. You know, we're college students right now, but, you know, where are we going to be in 10 years? And having those contacts is just, you know, convenient.
After the break, the PBL chapters from all over California came together for the opening reception, where a keynote speaker talked about the positive impact that a near-death experience had on his life. The mood changed once the reception's next event was held, which was the Miss PBL competition, where female members had a chance to display their ability to answer impromptu questions and display personal talents. Math major Raquel Ramirez entered the event as a representative of Cerritos College and received a few confused looks from the audience when she introduced the poem she was going to recite titled, "Let's Face It, English is a Stupid Language." Ramirez talked about the outcome of her decision to recite the poem.
In the end, I got a lot of people thinking about the different paradoxes and the contradictions in the English language. I got a lot of laughs out of them, and so I think it ended up being pretty successful.
The first night of the conference was capped off by a social mixer that was held in a banquet hall at the hotel and included music played by a DJ as well as refreshments. The mixer was aimed at encouraging PBL members to share business ideas with the members from other colleges. Business management major Jose Abarca explains his reasons for participating in the mixer.
I signed up to get a different feel for what business like-minded people are like, you know, and I think like a businessman, I tend to appreciate other minds that think alike. PBL has been, it's something new to me. I'm looking forward to staying with the program. I've been here for a week. I use this program to help me better myself in the business world.
Day two of the conference started with the business-themed competitions from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., along with workshops in several different areas of business career that were interweaved into the schedule. Students competed in events that tested their business knowledge and skills and ranged from topics like macroeconomics to contemporary sports issues. Competing members were judged based on content, organization, delivery, and even had points deducted if the dress code was not properly followed. When they were not competing, they had the option to participate in workshops that were aimed at leadership skills, business management, and personal growth. Cerritos College students won several accolades in the competition portion of the conference, including Kim Lang Lee's first place award for accounting analysis and decision making, along with ASCC President Jasmine Ramirez's third place in sales presentation and performance. Jonathan Almost won second place in telecommunications, and the team of Adriana Vargas, Jason Macias, and Raquel Ramirez won fourth place in economic analysis and decision-making. The winners were announced at the awards and reception ceremony as the weekend came to a close on Saturday evening. The top-placing contestants at the state level are eligible to represent their colleges at the National Conference, which will be held June 24th through the 27th in San Antonio, Texas. Cerritos College was the second college in California to register Phi Beta Lambda at its school back in 1960. Edgar Ramos, president of PBL at Cerritos College, encourages students of all majors to join the club because of the benefits that it has to offer. A good example of this idea is film and television production major Juan Estuvier, who has his own production business and mentions how this conference can benefit him.
I like to see how other business-oriented people operate. just more strictly on the business end as opposed to the artistic side.
He goes on to talk about his favorite part of the conference.
Definitely meeting everyone. Although the workshops and everything has been really fun, the people here have been amazing.
For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, this is Assistant Sports Editor Martin Calderon reporting.